And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
All right, Mr. Walton, just a few more feet. Watch your step.
I can't watch anything with this blindfold on, Eugene.
Merely a figure of speech, Mr. Walton. Okay, we're here.
Does that mean I can take this thing off now?
Please, allow me. Ta-da!
It's a garbage dump.
Correct.
Okay, I give up. Why are we at the garbage dump, Eugene?
Well, come, Mr. Walton. Surely a man of your savvy and wisdom can figure it out. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with the theme of today's BTV.
Well, today's theme is forgiveness, but
Well,
I don't see what that has to do with garbage.
Oh, really? Well, I should think it would be obvious. Well, perhaps if you thought about it for a few more minutes.
Eugene!
Please!
All right. Huh. That's what I get for letting him pick the location. Now, can we at least start the show while I'm thinking?
Oh, by all means.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Welcome to BTV. Today, we're going to take a look at forgiveness.
Mr. Walton, have you figured it out yet?
No, Eugene.
Oh, okay. Keep trying.
I have a feeling I'm going to need some forgiveness before we're through.
He that cannot forgive others breaks the bridge over which he must pass himself. For every man has a need to be forgiven. Thomas Fuller, a clergyman and author.
And now, a story by Bernard.
Once upon a time, there was a quaint little hamlet in Storyland called Cozy Creek. The citizens were all very friendly.
Howdy, welcome to Cozy Creek.
In the center of town stood a beautiful white chapel with a steeple that could be seen from miles around. But on the day of our story, things inside the chapel were far from cozy. For Parson Brown had gathered all the chapel parishioners to give them some shocking news.
You did what?
I've invited the big bad wolf to church.
We're shocked, we tell you. Shocked!
Attention! Hold it! Hold it! One at a time.
Me.
Yes, Ralphie P.
Parson, we in the Three Little Pigs family believe that the Big Bad Wolf is a scallywag, a hairball, and a detriment to society.
Oh, don't sugarcoat it, Ralphie. Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, he's a homewrecker, Goldilocks. Literally, I mean, he destroyed my brother's houses, forcing them to move in with me. And it was because of that experience that we unanimously decided to hire my brick company to build this church.
Oh, yeah, Ralphie. We all know about your contributions. You only remind us of them every single day.
A parson, I believe I still have the floor.
Or at least a very large portion of it.
Goldie?
Sorry. Oh.
Now, Ralphie, could you please get to the point?
Oh, isn't it obvious? We built this church out of brick to protect ourselves from the very wolf that you have so kindly led back into our midst. I tell you, that cousin of a canine will devour us if we let him in here.
Oh, balderdash, I for one think Wally has really changed.
Wally? Since when do we get on a first-name basis with a big bad wolf?
Will you stop calling him that? Look, ever since old King Cole forgave Wally, he's been acting like a brand new wolf.
Well, prove it.
All right. Number one, he gave Little Miss Muffet a book on arachnophobia.
Oh, wow.
Number two, he went grocery shopping to help fill Mother Hubbard's cupboards. And three, he bought a health club membership for Jack Spratt's wife.
Jack Spratt.
It's true, Ralphie. In fact, Wally's change has been so dramatic, it's rumored he's actually become a vegetarian.
Oh, please. Not even Tweedledum would believe that one.
Parson, could I say something?
Oh, certainly. Red Riding Hood, go right ahead.
Well, what if this new attitude is just another act to get in here and eat us? After all, he was very convincing playing my grandmother.
I understand your hesitation, Red. But there comes a time when we need to practice our faith. It comes down to this. If the king can forgive the big bad, Wally, shouldn't we be able to forgive him as well?
interrupt this story to bring you an important news bulletin from Israel's Most Wanted.
Hello, I'm Johnny Welshberg. Baba Cervante was once living a life of luxury as a servant to the king. Now he's on a terrifying and fast-paced, unforgiving spree. And perhaps the most shocking thing about this sad situation is that none of it had to happen, as this dramatic reenactment shows.
Baba Cervante, according to my palace accountants, you're in debt to me for over 10,000 talents.
10,000? But sire, that's impossible. I mean, I knew I owed a little, but wow.
Payment is due now.
Now? But sire, I've had business setbacks. You see, I invested heavily in the Japanese market, and well, the point is, I can't pay you back. In fact, I don't think I could ever pay back a big bill like that.
I see. Good. Then I hereby order that you, your wife, your children, and all that you have be sold to repay your debt.
Sell my family? Oh, no, no, no. Please, please, Your Highness, don't do it. Be patient with me.
Well...
Oh, please, please, forgive me. I don't know how this happened. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Very well. I forgive you.
You do?
Yes. Yes, by noblesse oblige. As of now, I erase your debt completely.
Yahoo! Whoopee! Thank you, sire. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
A happy ending? Not quite. For immediately after leaving the palace, Baba went in search of a fellow servant named Old Jack.
Old Jack, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Hi, Baba. Long time no see.
Yeah, whatever. You owe me 10 denarii, buddy boy, and I want it now.
You know, funny thing about that, I'd love to be back. Love to, but I'm all tapped out at the moment.
I said pay up, you rotten little weasel.
But I can't. I'm flat broke. Please forgive me. Please.
Show me the denarii! Show me the denarii!
Let go! You're choking me!
Hey, guard!
What is it?
This man owes me money, but he won't pay. I want him thrown into prison until he works off what he owes me!
Right. Come along, you.
No, no, please! Forgive me, Baba. Forgive me!
Sad. When the king was informed of Cervantes' despicable actions, he immediately added Baba to the kingdom's 10 most wanted list. We need your help to stop him from spreading his special brand of mayhem any further. Here are some of the best clues that may help you recognize Baba Cervante.
Hi, I'm Connie Kendall, and this is
Forgiveness in Action!
Way Elementary School, where Verna Shemphill and Billy Rabowski are about to have a run-in.
Ow, that hurt!
Ha ha!
Billy Rabowski, pulling hair is just wrong, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You're right, I am. I'm sorry, okay?
Okay, I forgive you.
It's just that your ponytail's so nice and soft and... Ha!
Ow, you did it again!
I know, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Okay, ow!
Sorry.
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 Okay.
Unbelievable. Verna just forgave Billy 7 times for the same offense. Let's see if we can get a word with her. Verna?
Yes?
Can I ask you what on earth prompted you to forgive Billy so many times for doing the same thing?
Okay, go ahead.
What on earth prompted you to forgive him so many times for doing the same thing?
Well, it was really a combination of 2 things. First, Jesus said that if your brother sins, you're supposed to rebuke him. And if he repents, you need to forgive him. Even if he sins against you 7 times in 1 day and 7 times he comes back to you and says, I'm sorry, Jesus said to forgive him.
I see. Well, that's
forgiveness in action!
And what was the second thing that prompted you to forgive him?
Well... I think he sort of likes me.
I do not. Ow, you hit me.
I know. I like you too. Sorry.
He who forgives ends the quarrel. African proverb.
This is my favorite blouse. I wore it to the family reunion, and just look at it. Here's where Ernie spilled ketchup on me. And that's the baby's grape juice, and that's where Uncle Danny hugged me with oily hands.
Tired of dingy grays? Need more color in your life? Then use Forgiveness laundry detergent and bring back the shine. No need to live life with drabby clothing. Use Forgiveness and set those stains free.
Wow, this isn't just clean, it's Forgiveness clean. And it smells good too.
Smells good, feels soft, and best of all, it's free. Then finish up with New Beginning Fabric Softener for best results. Remember, to get your dirty laundry truly clean, use Forgiveness.
Does this work on rugs?
No.
Oh, well, that's too bad because I have this, well, in my house, someone dropped a push-up.
And now it's time for Did You Know?
Did you know that when Jesus said we were to forgive someone not just 7 times, but 70 times 7, he didn't mean 490 times? Jesus used it figuratively to mean an infinite number.
Did you know that one of the Greek words for forgiveness is aphesis, which means to set free from captivity?
Well, you know it now, and don't you forget it!
We now return to our regularly scheduled story.
Little Red Riding Hood stood up and walked around the room.
It isn't that easy to forgive the big bad wolf, Parson.
I know, Red.
My poor grandmother was so frightened by the wolf that she couldn't stay another night in her house. Hmm. After everything he's done, do you really think he can be trusted?
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Oh, Ralphie, aren't you even willing to give him half a chance?
No, Goldie, I'm not. That big bad airbag has blown every chance he's had with his big bad breath. That's why over half the town has purchased my brick houses.
Well, they certainly didn't buy them for looks.
Well, I just don't think old King Cole would have forgiven Wally unless he thought that Wally was truly repentant.
Oh, look, Parson, if the king chooses to jump off a bridge, it doesn't mean I have to follow him. I'll never forgive that wolf for what he's done to my family. You hear me? Never.
Careful, Ralphie. Remember what the king said. If you do not forgive wolves their bad doings, then your king will not forgive you your own. Royal Rules Manual, Chapter 6, Verse 15.
Oh, look who's quoting rules now, Miss Breaking and Entering.
Ralphie?
It's all right, Parson. I guess my past is no secret. You're right, Ralphie. I was arrested for breaking into the Three Bears' house. I ate all their food, messed up the beds, and vandalized the kids' chair. It was only through forgiveness that the Three Bears dropped the charges.
Well, you know, we're not the only ones doubting Wally's conversion. He doubts it himself. In fact, I spent the better part of last night trying to convince him that old King Cole loves him every bit as much as he loves Billy Goat Graham.
Oh, look. We can go all around the mulberry bush on this one until Bo Peep's sheep come home. The fact is, we have no guarantee that his sort of huffing and puffing won't happen again.
We also have no guarantee that it will, Ralphie.
Oh, Red, you of all people should know how dangerous this wolf is.
Yes, Ralphie, I do. And I was fully prepared to come here tonight and vote against him. Then yesterday, I received this.
A letter? So?
It's from him.
Who?
Who? The big bad wolf.
What's in this letter? Will everyone forgive Wally? Find out when BTV continues in just a moment.
Welcome back to BTV.
Okay, so far we've learned that everyone has done something requiring forgiveness. But what about when someone hurts us? Should we forgive others? And are there any consequences if we don't?
And have you figured out yet why we're in the Odyssey City dump?
No, Eugene, I haven't. But I'm still working on it.
Excellent.
It's too bad today's show isn't about patience.
To err is human, to forgive, divine. English poet Alexander Pope, in his essay on criticism.
All eyes were on Little Red Riding Hood as she carefully took the letter from the envelope, cleared her throat, and began to read.
Dear Little Red Riding Hood, I'm writing to tell you how terribly sorry I am for the heartache I have caused you and your grandmother. I was wrong to behave the way I did, and I'd very much like your forgiveness. Sincerely, Wally Wolf. P.S. Please find checking clothes to cover therapy expenses and any damage I did to your grandmother's outfit.
That's a beautiful letter, Red.
I think so, too. But whether it means he's really changed or not, I'm still not sure.
Well, of course he hasn't changed. That letter means nothing. Besides, if he's so serious about changing, well, then why didn't I get a letter?
Wally told me he didn't think a letter was a suitable way to make amends for the pain he's caused your family, Ralphie.
Yeah, well, he thought right about that.
Instead, he asked me to arrange a meeting where he could apologize in person.
You what?
That's him now. Goldie, would you get the door?
Sure, Parson.
No, don't answer it.
Ralphie, just sit down and for once try to behave yourself like a good little pig.
Hello, Wally. Come on in.
Oh, thanks, Parson.
I believe you know everyone.
Yep. Hiya, folks.
I'm glad you came. I know it was difficult for you.
Oh, I'm glad I came, too. You don't know how glad.
You know, Wally, I've never noticed before what beautiful big eyes you have.
Aw, thanks, Goldie. All the better to see you with, you know.
What?
Yes, and what wonderfully big ears you have.
All the better to hear you with.
Don't.
And let's not forget your big teeth.
Yes, all the better to eat you with.
Was a trap, I told you.
At last! I finally have you all exactly where I want you. No more huffing and puffing. No more dressing up in granny clothes. Now you're all mine!
We interrupt Bernard's story to bring you a dramatic breakthrough in the case of one of Israel's most wanted. Fugitive at large, Bubba Cervante has been captured. We take you live now to the King's Palace, where Michael Leonardo is standing by. Michael, can you hear me?
Yes, John, but just barely. The courtyard's packed. Standing with me is Maud Aiken, the person responsible for Bubba's capture. Maud, fill us in on the details.
Well, I was just fetching some water for my sheep at the well when Bubba walked up. I didn't recognize him right off. He was posing as a used camel salesman and was wearing a rug.
You mean a toupee?
No, a Persian rug. He had it over his head. Well, the camel he was trying to sell me must have liked the design on it or something, because he ripped it right off Bubba's head and started to eat it. That's when I made a positive ID and called the palace guard.
Thank you, Maud. John, that trumpet you just heard means the king has arrived. Let's listen in.
Bubba Cervante, step forward.
Yes, your highness, majesty, sire. Now, if I could only explain...
Silence! Your crime is clear. Why didn't you have mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had on you?
Oh, but my lord, I was just trying to collect the money so I could pay you back.
There was no need to pay me back. I forgave your debt, just as you should have forgiven him, Bubba.
I didn't know. I thought I was doing the right thing. I was even going to make a sacrifice at the temple in your name. Honest!
I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Since you have not learned that lesson, you leave me no choice.
I don't.
I hereby command that you be thrown into prison and there be tortured by the jailers until you repay what you owe.
But how can I work to repay you if I'm being tortured in prison?
That's for you to figure out.
But your highness!
Take him away!
No, wait, no, please, no!
And there you have it, John. The verdict, guilty. Back to you.
Thanks, Michael. The king's justice will be served. But it's important to remember that what happened to Bubba Cervante could very well happen to any of us.
No!
Jesus said that this is the same way our Heavenly Father will treat us unless we forgive our brother from our heart. Until next time, this is John Walshberg signing off
for Israel's Most Wanted.
Forgiveness Shipping, can I help you?
Yes, I shipped some of my past sins with you last week, but these thoughts have just returned to remind me of what I've done.
Well, we could ship them to the east for you.
But what if they come back again?
Then we'll ship them to the west.
And if they come back from the west?
Then we'll just keep shipping them from east to west until they're completely forgotten, ma'am.
Oh, all right, thank you.
With Forgiveness Shipping, we send your transgressions as far as the east is from the west. Once they're gone for good. Verbal self-reminders may be necessary for complete success. Call 555-BYE-BYE for more information.
The parson and the others huddled in the corner as the big bad wolf crouched, ready to spring on them.
I told you he's gonna eat us!
We've been snookered.
This can't be happening again.
We're doomed, I tell you. Doomed.
Wally, you can't do this. Please, please don't do this.
Oh, you're right, Parson. I can't do it. I'm sorry, Ralphie, but it's no deal.
Ralphie? Me? What are you talking about, Wolf?
You know what I'm talking about. Your scam.
Scam?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't give me that. You know you're trying to scam these folks. But I won't be a part of it anymore. My conscience won't let me.
Ralphie.
Don't listen to him. He can't be trusted.
Oh, yeah? Then I'll prove it. You folks ever hear of ROE Development?
That's the company that bought my grandmother's house after she was too scared to return there.
They also bought the other two pigs' property dirt cheap after you chased them off.
Right. Well, ROE stands for Ralphie Owns Everything.
What?
I was just a flunky. He's the big man. He's the one who made me run innocent people off their land so he could buy it dirt cheap. He also weakened the frames on his brother's houses so I could blow them down.
Quiet, Wally!
No! I want out, Ralphie! I can't live like this no more.
Wally, are you saying you were never going to eat any of us?
Well, of course not. Wolves don't eat people. That's just propaganda spread by Ralphie.
Well, what about Ralphie's brothers?
The pigs? Nah, I cut fat out of my diet years ago. Gotta watch the old cholesterol, you know.
While the others guarded Ralphie, Goldilocks called the palace police. All the king's horses and all the king's men arrived and carted the unrepentant pig off to jail.
You think you've seen the last of me? I'll be back, you hear? I'll be back!
Oh, poor Ralphie. Now he's the one who needs forgiveness.
Yeah, he just didn't want it for anyone else.
I hope he apologizes, though, or he'll end up being forsaken bacon.
Yep. You reap what you sow, I guess.
One thing I don't understand, though, Wally, is why Ralphie wanted you to do all of this.
Well, two reasons, Parson. First, he wanted everybody's land. And second, he wanted everyone to be scared of me, so they'd buy expensive brick houses from him.
I can't believe he cheated his own brothers. What a swine.
My cave is on Ralphie's property, and he raised the rent so high, I didn't think I had any choice but to help him. It got to the point where I couldn't live with myself anymore. I was going to come clean, but then, after you left last night, Parson, Ralphie came over and threatened to repossess my cave if I didn't go back to work for him. I hope you'll find it in your hearts to forgive me. What do you say, Parson?
Of course I do.
And Goldie?
Absolutely.
And Red, I know after what I did to your granny, you have the best reason of all not to forgive me, but I sure hope you will. Please?
Okay, Wally, I forgive you too.
Hot dog!
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm hungry. Why don't we go to Horner's Cafe for a nice cup of hot chocolate and a piece of pie?
You don't have to ask me twice. But instead of pie, I think I want some porridge.
Sounds good to me too, Parson. Would you like to come with us, Wally? My treat.
Really?
Really.
Aw, I'd love to. Thanks, Red!
Well, we'd better get over there before little Jack sticks his fingers in all the pies again.
Why do you think I stick to porridge?
She's a funny kid.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Wait, wait, wait. Mr. Walton, you still haven't revealed the connection between forgiveness and the Odyssey City dump.
Yeah, I was hoping you hadn't noticed. Okay, Eugene, I give up. I don't know what the connection is, so why don't you just tell us, okay?
I thought you'd never ask. The refuse encircling us is, to my mind, a perfect metaphor for forgiveness. You see, when you forgive someone of a wrongdoing, it is tantamount to taking out the trash and allowing it to be hauled off to be recycled into something fresh and clean.
Yeah, well, that's very nice, Eugene, but that really describes redemption more than it describes forgiveness.
Redemption?
Yes, you know, taking something old and stained and dirty and turning it into something brand new, like Jesus does with us.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that I dragged you and everyone else all the way down here to stand all day in smelly muck so I could illustrate the wrong theme?
Well, I'm afraid so. It's all right, though, because redemption will make a wonderful theme for a new show.
Oh, Mr. Walton, I'm so sorry.
It's all right, Eugene. I'm used to it by now. I forgive you.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for now. Remember to keep on forgiving, and don't forget to take out the trash. See you next time on BTV.
In Matthew 6:12, the Lord's Prayer, Jesus tells us that we can ask God to forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Most of us are familiar with this verse, but a lot of us take the first part of it to heart while forgetting about the second part. Jesus tells us that we can ask God to forgive us of our sins against Him in the same way that we forgive others when they sin against us. Puts a little different spin on forgiveness, doesn't it? It gives us the responsibility of looking at others through God's eyes. So the next time you have trouble forgiving someone, just remember how much God has forgiven you. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. BTV Forgiveness was written by Tori Martin and Phil Lawler and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dwayne Harms. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.